Well, good evening, everyone. It's great to be back with you. Before I get started, I realize I should have done this yesterday, but it's too late for that. Hold on one second. They teach you as a speaker, you have to know your audience so you know what to talk about. So I have to just ask you, how many of you want to go to heaven? Someday, not right now. Okay, that's good. How many of you want to be a canonized saint? Not as many hands. Some of you are thinking, well, I want to get in, but I don't want to get in that much. I just want to warn you that the only people in heaven are saints. You either become a saint here on earth or you do it on the way through purgatory. So my hope is that you and I will, let's just cut out the purgatory stuff and become saints right here on earth. And that's what tonight is about. How do we become a saint? Now, trust me, they're not my ideas. You don't want my ideas on how to be a saint. I'm not a saint. In fact, everything I'm going to talk about tonight comes from one person, St. Alphonsus Liguori. This dude was smart. At 16 years old, he got his doctorate degree. I couldn't even spell the word doctorate when I was 16 years old. He lived in the 17th century. He became a bishop, and he was a founder of the Redemptorist Order of Priests. And he's a doctor of the church. A doctor of the church means what he says is really good, and you should pay attention. So St. Alphonsus says, if we are going to become saints, and as Father mentioned, right now is a time in our church's history when we need of the Our Father really seriously. Now, of course, we should take the whole Our Father seriously, but there's one line. We say it every Sunday at Mass. If you pray the rosary, you say it, I don't know, 5, 6 times every time you say the Our Father. We come to that one point in the Our Father and we say, thy kingdom come, thy... Now, if you've ever prayed the Our Father, then you've said, God, I want your will to be done. And St. Alphonsus says, that's how you become a saint. It's easy. In fact, I don't belong to your parish, I'm from the Twin Cities, but I'm guessing once a year, maybe twice, but once a year for sure, someone from the parish council, usually it's on the finance committee, they get up during Mass and they talk about how we need to share our time, talents, and treasures. Do you know that phrase? Have you heard that? Time, talents, and treasures? Kind of? Okay, I'm seeing some nods. Yes, the idea is every parish does this, that we as Catholics, we need to share our time, our talents, and our treasures to help the church. St. Alphonsus says, that's good, but it's not going to make you a saint. See, if you share your time, maybe you help decorate for Christmas, or maybe you serve on a committee, you're giving God something that you have. You're giving him your time. That's good, but it's not going to make you a saint. If you give God some of your talents, maybe you sing at Mass on Sunday, or maybe you're a lector, or maybe you lead a committee or a Bible study, maybe you bring the Eucharist to the people in the hospital, you're giving God your talents. That's good, but it's not going to make you a saint. Maybe your treasure, maybe you dip in your wallet every Sunday and you give 2% of your salary. Heck, maybe you give 4% of your salary. That's more than most Catholics. Maybe you give 10%. You actually tithe. Heck, maybe you throw your whole wallet in every Sunday. Then you go on Monday, you get a new wallet. You're giving the church all your money. Whoa, that's great. But it's not going to make you a saint. You see, when you give God your time, your talents, and your treasure, you're giving God some things that you have. But God doesn't want just that. He doesn't want what you have. He wants you. He wants your heart. In Proverbs 23, it says simply, my son, give me your heart. Now, don't get me wrong. Of course we want to share our time and our talents and our treasures with the church. The church needs those things, but God wants more. He wants you. He wants me. He wants our heart. St. Alphonsus talks a lot about God's will, and it's a topic that we're all familiar with. Most people think that we should conform ourselves to God's will. Makes sense, doesn't it? That we should conform ourselves to God's will. And St. Alphonsus says, that's not going to make you a saint. He says, we shouldn't just conform ourselves to God's will. We need to unite ourselves with God's will. Two totally different things. Let me explain. Conforming yourself to God's will kind of looks like this. Okay, God, you want me to be nice to that neighbor, that nasty lady, who's always in everybody's business, who drives me crazy? If you want me to be nice to her, I'll do it. I don't want to be nice to her, but I'll do it because you want me to. I'm not going to like it, but I'll do it. That's not bad. You conformed yourself to God's will. Or maybe it's like this. Father catches you after Mass and he says, hey, we need someone to be on the committee. Will you do it? And you go home thinking, oh, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Father caught me after Mass. I don't want to be on the stupid committee, but I'll do it because Father asked me. Okay, Lord, I'll do it. I don't want to do it, but I'll do it for you, God. You're conforming yourselves to God's will. That's good. But it's not going to make you a saint. Or maybe it's this. Father gets up and says, hey, we got a leaky roof. We need you to kind of dip in a little bit more. Oh, okay, I don't want to give more money, but God, I'll do it because you want me to. See, when you conform yourselves to God's will, it's like God has his will, and you have your will, and you kind of arm wrestle with God, and he wins, and you say, okay, God, I give up. Most of us find ourselves doing that, and it's not bad, but it's not going to make you a saint. St. Alphonsus says, if we unite ourselves to God's will, it looks drastically different. It looks like this. Okay, God, you want me to be nice to that neighbor? Then that's what I want to do, because I want what you want. God, you want me to serve on that committee? That's what I want to do, because I want what you want. God, you're tugging at my heart to give a little bit more for that charity or that nonprofit or for the leaky roof. Then, God, that's what I want. I want what you want. St. Alphonsus says when we unite ourselves to God's will, we're not arm wrestling with him. We're uniting ourselves, and we make one will of God's will and our will. It's like saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, I want your will to be done in my life. And he says, that is the summit of perfection. So you know in the Bible, when Jesus talks about be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, and you and I think, oh, come on, I could never be perfect. I say stupid things, I do stupid things, I make a lot of mistakes, I'm not perfect. St. Alphonsus says, perfection doesn't mean that you make no mistakes. It means you perfectly unite your will to God's. And you go through life saying, God, your will be done. I want what you want. He says, this is the summit of perfection. This is how you become a saint. He says, you know, there's a lot of things we could do to be holy. You know, maybe you decide, I know, I want to be a saint. I'm going to sleep on the floor instead of my bed, even though we just got a beautiful new comfy bed. Or I know, I'm only going to eat bread and water every Tuesday, Thursdays, and every other Saturday. Or I know, I'll give 80% of my money to the church, and I'll chew glass. That's what I'll do. I mean, that's ridiculous, I know. But we could decide we're going to do all of these things that seem holy. St. Alphonsus says, they're only pleasing to God if they're in accordance with his will. He says God doesn't simply want us to make sacrifice. He wants us to be obedient. In the book of 1 Samuel, God says, does the Lord so delight in holocausts and sacrifices as in obedience to the command of the Lord? Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, some of us, I fear that some of us have this idea that I'm going to earn God's love. So I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to join every committee. I'll be a lector, a Eucharistic minister. Heck, I'll even wave a banner outside every Sunday saying, come to Mass. And I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I'll do this. And now, don't get me wrong. Of course, we should be involved. But St. Alphonsus says, be careful, because we're not trying to earn our way to heaven. What's going to get us to be saints in heaven is simply obeying the Lord's commands, uniting ourselves to his will. And one of the things he says is that we have to understand, if we're going to become saints, he says, we have to understand that everything that happens to us comes from the hand of God. Now, part of what I'm going to share right now isn't going to be fun or easy to hear, so I want to make a disclaimer, they're not my ideas. Don't blame me, I'm just the messenger. St. Alphonsus Liguori, the saint, the doctor of the church, he's the one that says this. He says, everything that happens to us happens by the will of God. He says, in prosperity, when things are going well, even sinners can unite themselves to God's will. But it takes a real saint to say God's will be done when bad things happen. St. John of the Cross used to say, one blessed be God in times of adversity is worth more than 1,000 acts of gratitude in times of prosperity. It's like when things are going our way, it's easy to say, oh, God is good. But what happens when things aren't going our way? Do we still say, God is good? Because that's worth more. I'm not a Mr. Home Repair guy. I'm not real good at that kind of stuff. But I can follow directions pretty good. So my wife and I, we bought a new house 5 years ago. It's not a new house, but it's new for us. And it had a, like, I'm familiar with water heaters, you know, down in the basement, the big, big water tank. I understand that. But this house we bought, it had a little water heater, like this big, underneath the kitchen sink. It was like a little supplementary water heater. And it was a fantastic idea. I had never heard of these before. The idea is when you turn on the kitchen sink, instead of waiting for 5 minutes to get hot water, it's instant because there's a little water heater right there. So it was kind of fun for the first 2 weeks in our new house. But then it started leaking. Well, no big deal. I said, I grew up without one of these things. I never knew that these little mini water heaters even existed. So instead of trying to fix it, instead of buying a new one, I'll just get rid of it and just go back to the old-fashioned way of waiting 5 minutes for hot water. So again, I'm not Mr. Plumber. I can't fix things, but I could take things apart, right? So I went to Menards, and I bought one of these copper pipe cutters. And I figured I'll just cut the pipe, take out that little water heater, put in a new pipe, connect it all without the water heater, and I'm done. And it was quite easy. I shut the water off at the house, at the basement, did all the plumbing, and I asked my sons, I said, you guys, stay up here. I'm going to go down and turn on the water. If you see any dripping, there might be some drips. Just yell down, I'll shut the water off, and we'll try to fix the dripping. So I go downstairs, and I'm pretty excited because everything works so smoothly up to this point. I turn on the water, and you could imagine the screaming. All three of my sons, Dad! Dad! Stop the water! Stop! And I'm like, they're exaggerating. Like, how? So I ran upstairs without shutting the water. I'm not sure why. It couldn't have been that bad. Why are they making a big drama out of it? I've been to Niagara Falls. This was like second best to Niagara Falls. There was water. I don't know where this water pressure come from. It doesn't come out of my faucet that way. It was just water, just psh, psh. And my floor was getting soaked, and I have a finished basement. And I was petrified that all this water was going to go downstairs. So I ran downstairs. I shut off the water. And I went back upstairs. And I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but I just started griping and complaining. And it was like, okay, God, first of all, I work for a ministry. I work for a nonprofit. That means I have no money. Clearly I'm not going hungry, but I was a little dramatic, you know. Lord, I'm not asking to be rich. I'm doing ministry for you. Can't you help me with this stupid plumbing thing? The floor is soaking wet. It's probably going to... And I started whining and whining and whining. How funny. When things go my way, It's like, oh, praise God, isn't God good? But as soon as a little plumbing problem happened, all of a sudden I'm whining and complaining. Do you find yourselves like that? Now, I don't know. I'm guessing that maybe God was trying to teach me something in that plumbing fiasco.